FEMA has new floodplain maps of South Buffalo, the old First Ward in the valley, which adds some buildings to those included within the 100-year floodplain map. It's due to go into effect in another month. There's another map showing up later this year and slated to go into effect next year. That map is expected to add major parts of the ward and the neighborhood to the 100-year floodplain and force most residents to buy flood insurance. And that could cost thousands of dollars. Resident Jim Rogers says it's the money because there isn't a flood.
Since I've been a little kid, one time I remember swimming on Hamburg Street as a little kid when it flooded. Other than that, my basement probably, I lived in the valley now for 35 years. And the only thing that time I got flooded is when the Buffalo River come up through the sewer system. Every time that the ice jams up.
That's not quite true, according to FEMA. Andrew Martin is chief of the Region 2 Risk Analysis Branch, who spoke at the meeting. He says the program has paid out around $1 million in claims over the last 30 years. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.